Hey everyone, welcome. Today we are diving into one of my all-time favorite, but maybe a little intimidating Pilates exercises, the lobster. It's powerful, it's complex, and I promise by the end of this, you're going to walk away knowing exactly how to master it. So let's get right into it. Okay, and let's just start with the single best cue for this entire movement. Seriously, if you remember nothing else, remember this. Be a dart, not a banana. This whole thing is about getting long, being precise, and finding stability. It's not about just arching your back as high as you can. This little phrase is going to be our North Star. So before we even think about moving, we've got to unpack what the lobster actually is and why on earth it's so effective. You know, understanding the purpose is always the first step to doing it right. Okay, that sounds super technical, right? Let's break it down. Prone just means you're laying on your stomach. Thoracic extension means you're lifting from your upper and mid-back, not cranking from your low back. And the posterior chain? Well, that's just the fancy term for the entire backside of your body, all the way from your upper back down to your hamstrings. And here's the absolute key. This is all about control and endurance, not how high you can lift.
So why should you even bother with this move? Well, the benefits are huge, and it's not just a back exercise. We're building serious endurance for your entire backside. We're teaching your shoulder blades how to move properly and stay stable. We're developing rock-solid control through your hips. And we're learning how to breathe correctly while the body is working. It's basically a full body control drill masquerading as just a little back lift. It's so much more.
All right, it's time for the pre-flight checklist. And listen, these steps are totally non-negotiable. If you skip the setup, you kind of miss the whole point of the exercise, and you might even put your low back at risk. It's just four simple things. First, anchor that pelvis. Press your pubic bone gently into the mat and get the feeling of drawing your belly button just a little bit away from the floor. Next, set your arms up, either in a W or a T shape. Then think about your shoulders and neck. Slide those shoulder blades down your back, broaden your collarbones, and keep the back of your neck long. And finally, use your breath. Inhale to feel yourself get longer, and exhale to keep those ribs from popping forward. And if there's one image to hold in your mind for the setup, it's this one. Your pelvis is a heavy paperweight. It does not move. It's the anchor for the entire exercise. Once your arms and legs start to float and move, that paperweight stays completely, totally still. That's the secret.
Okay, setup is locked in. Now for the fun stuff. You know, the lobster isn't a one-size-fits-all kind of move. It's really a journey through five different levels. You've got to earn your complexity here, mastering each stage before you even think about moving on to the next one.
So level one is all about prep work. We're not doing the full thing yet. We're breaking it in two. First, you'll focus just on the arms. You find that tiny chest hover, and you just practice opening and closing the arms without letting your shoulders shrug up to your ears. Then you'll rest your forehead down and isolate the legs, feeling how the glutes have to work to open and close the legs while the hips stay perfectly still.
Okay, now we're ready to put the pieces together. In level two, you find that small, stable hover with your chest, and then you coordinate everything. As you inhale, both the arms and the legs open just a tiny bit. As you exhale, they close right back to the start. And the magic word here, slow. This is not about speed. We're looking for 6 to 10 beautiful, super controlled reps.
Level three is where we start to challenge your brain a little bit. We've got two options. Option A is this opposition pattern. As the arms open, the legs close, and vice versa. And wow, does that test your ability to stop your body from twisting? Then option B is more about endurance. You hold the upper body perfectly still and then perform these tiny, quick little leg beats. It's a whole different kind of burn.
So in number four, we up the ante by making the levers longer. Reaching your arms overhead to an I position makes everything feel like 10 times heavier. Or you could add a light resistance band. And the golden rule here is non-negotiable. The second your form starts to break down, if your back arches or your shoulders shrug, you've gone too far. Pristine form is everything. And that brings us to level five. And you'll notice, this isn't about adding more complicated moves. This is purely about building endurance by messing with the tempo. So for example, you might do a set where you perform 10 really slow reps, then immediately go into 10 medium paced reps, and finish it off with 10 tiny, crisp, quick ones. This is the kind of work that really builds stamina. Okay, so we know all the levels, but how do we make sure we're actually doing them right? Think of this next part as your own personal self-correction guide. It's designed to help you spot and fix those super common mistakes before they turn into bad habits.
Seriously, this table is about to become your new best friend. Feeling it all in your low back? Ah, that's the banana back. The fix is easy. Think about getting longer before you lift up, and just don't lift as high. Are your shoulders creeping up to your ears? Just make the arm movement smaller. Pelvis rocking side to side? Shrink how wide your legs go. You see the pattern here, right? It's almost always about making the movement smaller to make it better. And all this talk about mistakes really brings us to a super important point. The goal is never to just muscle your way to level 5. The real goal is to find the perfect, most precise version of the lobster that's right for your body today. It's about making this movement truly yours. So before you even start a set, just take a breath and ask yourself this one question. It might just be the most important question in your entire workout, because answering it honestly is what keeps you safe and makes your practice so much more effective. And to help you answer that question, you've got two sets of tools in your toolbox. On one side, you've got modifications, which are awesome ways to make the exercise work better for you, like putting a little pad under your hips or just keeping your forehead on your hands. On the other side, you've got contraindications. These are the times when you should probably just skip the exercise entirely. No question about it, safety always, always comes first. Look, if you forget everything else we talked about today, please remember this one thing. Range is earned by length. Stop chasing big, sloppy movements. Instead, chase that feeling of a long spine, a stable pelvis, and perfect, tiny control. When you find that, the range of motion, it'll take care of itself, safely and naturally. Because at the end of the day, mastering the lobster isn't really about the lobster. It's about building this deep foundation of stability and control that you're going to carry into everything else you do. So I'll leave you with this to think about. Now that you've unlocked the secrets, how are you going to use this newfound control?